Blog Talk Radio. It is the 20th day of the 10th month of the year. It is Saturday night, and you are tuned into Star Theory Radio. Thank you so much for joining me here. There is a chat room that you can go over and head into. It is startheoryradio.chatango.com. As always, you can catch the archive shows at oraclebroadcasting.com or startheoryradio.com. Tonight, I have David in Texas joining me after this first break here, and we will be discussing a number of different issues relating to history, the occult, and so much more. Excuse me if I sound tired. It has been a busy, busy week and a busy day as well. I was doing some masonry today. No, I wasn't doing Freemasonry. I was doing masonry for free, laying down a walkway. Nice day for it, though. And there is going to be much more coming from Star Theory Radio. I've got a number of different guests lined up for next week and beyond, so please do stay tuned, tell your friends, and you know, be part of it. I also wanted to thank those of you who have so generously donated to me ever, but especially recently. I have received some very kind donations, and your support is really greatly appreciated. Most of us doing radio don't make any money from this, and that's not really our intention. But when you voluntarily, you know, show your appreciation through donations, it shows us that you care, that you value the material, and you know, I speak for myself, but I know that the other hosts also appreciate it. So if you like what a certain radio presenter is putting out, yeah, go ahead and give them a few bucks if you can afford it. If you can afford it. And we do have a number of very entertaining, informative hosts on Oracle Broadcasting. I was cracking up listening to some Lee Rogers recently. Mike Sledge, always a great show with him. Funny, informative, as I was saying. He will be having David from Texas on his show this upcoming Thursday, Down and Out Radio, on the Drumon Network. So tune in to that. Maybe we'll get a little preview of what they're going to discuss. Of course, there's the Celtic Rebel. There's Charles Giuliani in the Morning. And a number of other hosts, like Dennis Fecho, who was on earlier today, and my guest last week. So do support your favorite radio show hosts. All right, back with David after this.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. I apologize if the audio tonight is not very good. I am not at my usual location. I'm actually out of state, and it seems like I have a good connection, but if you can't hear me too well, I apologize. Hopefully, David will be able to do most of the talking tonight, but I will be asking him some questions. David, good to have you here with me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on again. I look forward to these opportunities when you make them available to me.
Well, David, could you tell the audience just a little bit of background about yourself when you started getting into this type of material? Because it seems that you've been interested in this this realm of thought and research for a lot longer than most people who might be listening or whom most people might be listening to on air.
Okay, well, that's I'll try to make it as brief as possible, but concise. I first got interested in a lot of this stuff when I was about 17 years old. An uncle that I had and I used to work for, was very familiar with a lot of the conspiracy theories that are going around, or the conspiracy facts, whatever term you want to use. And he exposed me to the information, regarding Cecil Rhodes and the Council on Foreign Relations. As well as the, at the time, the newly created Trilateral Commission. And one thing just kind of led to another over time. And in the 80s, I read a book that discussed a lot of the stuff that we like to talk about how all these draconian laws that have been put into place and where they came from. And, come to find out after, I had done some research myself that a lot of these laws that had been put in place had been, put there at the time of the Kennedy administration, and it's just followed through since then. And so everybody seems to think that all of this stuff is just brand new just because some new law comes out, and They don't really realize that this has been going on for a long time. I've also read several books that kind of pointed in different directions that allowed me to get a perspective on some of the things that were going on to do with the Germans in World War II and prior to World War II as well. But the when I got to be in my late 20s, I started getting into some occult topics, and in particular astrology, and one thing just sort of led to another, numerology and the tarot and magic and so on and so forth. And as time went on, the internet came along, and I was able to start putting pieces together, and I had learned some stuff about the Confederacy when I was in high school that I just knew wasn't true because my relatives had discussed issues with me that had been passed on through the family over time. And I got on the internet and I just started searching for things, and one thing led to another. And I've spent time in the sort of the neo-Confederate area looking this up. And when I say this, I've never been a member of any organization here. This is all done online. So it's kind of started with neo-Confederate. And then I looked into some of the Patriot Movement stuff, and I ran into religion, and that just totally turned me off. So I moved elsewhere. It's kind of like what I've done is I've taken each area, and I've opened the door and looked, took a peek in to see what was going on in there. And then it's like, okay, I've got what I need here. Close that door, move on to the next one. And I started out probably spending most of my time in the nationalist movements. But the as we've discussed before here, you and other hosts as well, that most of these movements are controlled. And there's still information to be ascertained. You just have to know what's real and what isn't. But during the course of my studies, I ran across various people who saw through some of the lies, and in particular the lies about Nazi Germany, to use that term again. And they were able to enlighten me about how it is that we had been lied to. And one of them was someone I had come across who lives in Norway and has a website called The New Sturmer. And just to give him a little plug, I haven't talked to him in a long time, by the way, but the only thing that kind of bothered me about him was his his anti-Freemasonry and his pro-Christianity. But the information about the Third Reich was still very valid. But I had to kind of disseminate between what we were hearing about what we normally hear about the Third Reich versus what I was hearing from other people who were saying, no, these are all lies. These are the facts. They're making this up. This is to make the nationalist movement look bad. And so,
I was going to ask what some of the biggest lies or misconceptions about the Third Reich would be, in your opinion.
Well, the biggest one, obviously, is the Hola hoax. And after that, it's the Aryan Superman as being some sort of superior racial stock. Those two are by far the biggest. And then after that, of course, it's just the general hatred of any other race, and in particular the Jews. Now, I will say that there was an issue with the Jews, and there was a plan at some point to deal with the Jewish question. But like all the other things in the Reich, they had to prioritize according to what the needs were at the time. But I would say those are by far the biggest issues that I run across.
Okay, maybe we'll get back to some of this area of thought in a little bit, but I wanted to get your impression of the overall general truth movement or patriot movement or conspiracy theory culture that we are seeing right now, especially as you've had so much experience in this area much longer than myself. For example, the Nazis are blamed for damn near everything. Satan is also blamed for a whole lot of stuff out there. But I just wanted to see what your take on it has been, because you probably saw this emerge, and basically saw a bunch of people get misled down a whole bunch of, they call them rabbit holes along the way.
That's true, and there are many many places to step off and fall into. After I was involved in the nationalist movement, I really won't say I ever fully left it, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But I sort of went over towards the Patriot movement, and just to kind of see what they were doing, because I'd looked into them years before, and it's like, okay, are these guys caught up yet on any of this? And I found out that they really hadn't. And so I spent a little bit of time there trying to enlighten a few people wherever I could possibly could, and I would just get cognitive dissonance on just about everything. It didn't seem to matter. Every once in a while, I could slip something in and show them something, and they'd, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. But then they just refused to listen. And I tried moving towards the truth movement for a little while. I really did not spend a whole lot of time there, so I can't tell you a whole lot about that, except for the fact that they all appeared, in my opinion, to have very communistic views about things. And so, but nobody would ever listen when it came to anything about religion or the Third Reich, ever.
Do you mind sharing some examples of their communistic views? I've noticed this myself, and even the way that they dress often. You know, the 9/11 truth guys, when they demonstrate in New York, all wear the same damn shirt. So it's enchanting the same thing. It's kind of pretty indicative of how they get groupthink going with their movements.
Well, I'm going to tell you my direct experience. When I got into the truth movement area, I started listening to Oracle. And I had been familiar with one of the hosts on Oracle. I don't think he's there anymore, named Freeman. And I'd listened to a lot of his work, and a lot of it seemed to have some validity to it. But it was like he just needed to fill in a few blanks here and there, and then maybe he could be steered accordingly. And so he asked me to join his social network, and I did. And the first thing that really caught my attention once I got on there was what I thought, in my mind, were people that I would label hippies. Now, I'm 52 years old, and so I sort of kind of missed the main thrust of the hippie movement. That happened when I was in grade school, elementary school, and so I really was not ever part of any of that. But it's like it's sort of made a comeback. And I spent a little time in there, and I knew that I would have to be politically correct. But the first opportunity that I had to correct somebody with some information that I knew was valid, I ran into brick walls. And eventually I wound up just getting kicked off of the social network because I had brought up an issue related to the Southern Confederacy and the Third Reich. And nobody really wanted to hear that. Another person I'd been talking to in there who did seem to have a little bit of common sense and was certainly pro Second Amendment had mentioned that he had brought up the issue of guns once and ran into a brick wall as well. So it's like, I don't know how to describe it other than they have this retro, hippie-ish, communistic type viewpoint. It's almost a throwback from the 1960s. It's almost as if the people who controlled the hippies then have recreated them in another generation. That's the best way that I can describe it.
And as others have pointed out very well before, they often, the more militant ones, will use the symbol of the fist. It seems everybody's using this symbol, and that's I think it's a gay symbol and also a very communistic symbol there. The power to the people, right? And we see this this kind of thought and the symbols of the communist movement making their way into different truth organizations all the time. And it's really quite disturbing when you see how many different groups are either unknowingly using these symbols and ideas or knowingly, consciously doing so as part of an agenda.
I first saw the fist used, I think it was by the Jewish Defense League. It was one of these Jewish organizations. It was the first place that I saw it.
Yeah, the JDL definitely uses the fist as their symbol. So there you go. Perfect. All right, so you mentioned that you weren't too impressed with the neo-hippie movement. Now, I just wanted to get your take on some of the people out there who are trying to keep the truth out about Satanists. Maybe they're ex-Satanists, or maybe they're currently Satanist, and they're trying to let everybody know about what's going on with Satanism. What's your general opinion on what these people are presenting in terms of their information, and also what Satanism has come to mean in the 20th century because of people like Anton LaVey and Rex Church? I know this is a big question, but you don't need to get too in depth with it.
Okay, I'll do my best, but it was a broad question there. And the first thing that came to mind was my personal experience in it. And I had been floating around in some of the Yahoo email groups and some of the nationalist groups in there, and someone had posted some information regarding Enlil and Enki and had mentioned sort of an invite to one of their groups. And I had always had this interest in comparative religion and where did we come from, how did we get here, what is the real truth. And so that caught my attention, and I joined their group. And over time, this was going back probably like 2002, 2003, maybe a little later. And I found out that some other people had been thinking along the same lines that I had, and that they had taken it a little bit further than me. And so I got connected online again. This is not in real life. This is all online with an organization called Joy of Satan. And if you do any research on Joy of Satan, what's going to come up is going to tell you is that they're neo-Nazis. Well, what they've done is they're like me. They've investigated the facts regarding the Third Reich and have come up to generally the same conclusions that I had come up with, only they had done more research than I had. And so I just kind of stayed on and said, oh, finally, I found a home here. And I've stayed with them ever since then. And what I have come to discover, you brought up the issue of other satanic movements in the 20th century, and of course that brings up Anton LaVey. And my personal opinion of Anton LaVey is that he's done some positive and he's done some negative. However, you have to consider the fact that he is Jewish. And in my personal opinion, I think he was put there and propped up by the Jewish establishment, so that when people started looking into other movements that were, and they had nothing to do with Christianity, whether it be Eastern religions, et cetera, New Age, that they wouldn't go down this route of true Satanism. And I've mentioned on your show before what true Satanism actually is, but what we have out there right now is a lot of bogus organizations. They call themselves satanic, but they really haven't done the research to find out what all and is truly involved in it. Some have, and some of those I described to you, I call most of them reverse Christians, where they take the concept directly from the New Testament and the Bible and say, well, okay, Satan is opposed to Jehovah, and so I don't really care for Jesus. So I'm going to side with this Satan. Well, that Satan is totally made up. That's not a real Satan and has really nothing to do with anything that I have discovered to be what I consider to be Satanist. Now, my personal definition of Satanism is any spiritual practice that is based on truth. So by default, that rules out anything that's Abrahamic, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. And that can encompass a whole sort of different areas, whether it be from the Far East, the Orientals, Tibet, India, or whether you're speaking of the Nadrids or the Druids, is what most people know them as, in the West. And of course, this can even go across the water into Amaruka, which is the term for the Western Hemisphere the two continents, North and South America. That's where the name America comes from, is Amaruca. And that essentially means land of the plumed serpent or land of the feathered serpent. And I had mentioned before that this was a sort of a worldwide spiritual practice that was the standard. And the Abrahamic religions, when they came along, it created what, as sort of a division, it's a left-hand path, right-hand path. And the left-hand path is what was traditional. And there really was never such a thing as a right-hand path or a left-hand path until something came along to oppose the existing. And the right-hand path would be Dexter, and then the left-hand path would be Sinister.
Hmm.
So that's where you get that terminology from. I think I may have meandered a little bit here from the original question that you asked, but
it
all kind of leads us.
It kind of explains why certain people might be out there as ex-Satanists or those exposing the evil Satanists, satanic organizations out there. Well, because they're exposing something that might not be all that healthy, but what they're exposing has nothing to do with traditional Satanism.
Now, what the Jews have been hiding behind this this term Satan for a long time, and we've been living in a Christian civilization that was foisted upon us, certainly, a long time ago, and so it's so ingrained in us that anything that is considered to be evil has to automatically be satanic by default. And if you're unaware of the antics of the Judenrats, well, then you're never going to put these pieces together. And so the Jews still say, oh, yes, Satanists, sure, you know. And they've been hiding behind the term Satan for a long time, and it's time that that comes to an end.
Yeah, I think that's an important, empowering idea there. And it's interesting the various forms of Christianity that arose once Christianity took over Europe. It seems that some of them held on to their roots more strongly and were more interested in finding a direct connection to the divine rather than bowing down to the dogma and dictates of a centralized religious authority.
Well, if you look at, say, in northwestern Europe, the Scandinavia countries, and in the Isles of Britain, you'll see evidence of a blend of the two religions, and it was called Celtic Christianity. And the Druidic thought that was stolen to form Christianity. And so when Christianity came along, it was easy for a little while to try to blend the two because there were some similar trains of thought. And that's, in particular Norway, they have a lot of churches that have symbology of serpents all over them.
David, hold on and we'll keep discussing this after the break.
Okay.
You are listening to Oracle Broadcasting, cutting-edge talk radio for the 21st century.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Mama was queen of the Mambo, Papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my boogie for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the king of the bongo, king of the bongo. Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town.
All right, welcome back to Star Theory Radio. You can join the chat over at startheoryradio.chiptango.com. And I have David from Texas on the line here. And David and I are part of a little social network over at alternativesocial.com. And David's posting a lot of interesting material over there, some documents that I have yet to completely get through, but I do plan to. And it's interesting because the crowd over there is much more receptive to this type of material than, over at another social network. But still, a number of people there have expressed how hard it is for them to get over and through their deeply ingrained programming regarding Satan.
Yeah, it's tough. You have to be open. You have to just totally open your mind and approach it as a young child learning a brand new subject. That's the only way you can do it. You can't go back to all of these ingrained teachings that has been pounded into your head over the years. Just no way around it. And by the way, I haven't been kicked off of your social network yet. I usually get kicked out everywhere I go, so that's a good sign.
Well, I'm the only one with a ban hammer, and I've only banned one person who wasn't actually a spammer, but she deserved it. In any event, we've had a great number of people over there who each bring their own different type of material, and it's generally a pretty receptive
a place for new types of thinking. And I like it. That's my social network that I go to every day. And I've gotten off the Facebook. So this is my place. So if people want to go sign up for an account over there, you can check out some of the material that David posts over there. Now, David, you also have an email list and have a number of different hosts on this list. Is there any way for someone to apply to get onto your mailing list?
Sure. All you have to do is just send me an email and just put in the subject line subscribe, and I will note the email and extract your address and put it into my list, and whenever I send something out, you'll be on the receiving end. And I'll, whenever it's a large, whenever I send something out to a large amount of people, I hide the addresses. Whenever it's a specialized list, I'll usually expose them. But don't worry about, having your email exposed to other people for the general list. And that, you can send me an email at magus18, that's spelled M-A-G-U-S, 18, at geocities.com. That's geocities.com. And GeoCities certainly is no longer in existence. They were acquired by Yahoo 10 years ago or so, but they allowed people who had email addresses to continue to use them. So don't think that that's some sort of a bogus email address that I'm giving to you there. But sure, I'll be happy to add anybody to my list who would like to be on it.
And that's just a testament to how long you've been doing this, that you've got a GeoCities account for that. Now, do you want to maybe just give a preview in this segment to the audience about what you will be getting into on your show this Thursday with Mike Sledge on Down and Out Radio?
You want me to tell them what I'm going to get into, or do you want me to sort of go into some of those topics?
Just a brief overview, just to get them excited about tuning in.
Okay. Well, under part one, we sort of discussed how Christianity was able to take over and force itself onto the organic religions of Europe. And elsewhere, of course, but in particular Europe, since that's our main focus of concern, and also the source of where the Jews came from and the source of their beliefs and religions, and then how, in a sort of a time, we tried to keep it in a timeline as best we could on the first show, and then how this got to be where we're at today. And what I want to do on the next show is to try to go more in depth into some of the national socialistic philosophies, because this has certainly led up to the Third Reich. And that's I want to get into, say, let me give you an example here of some of what I want to get into. In particular, I just want to discuss some things from Richard Wagner, Madison Grant, Arthur de Gobineau, Houston Stuart Chamberlain, Alfred Rosenberg, Georg Lontz, and certainly Friedrich Nietzsche. And I'm not sure I'm saying that correct, but I'm from Texas, so I have an excuse.
All right.
So anyway, I want to clarify some of these thoughts on where National Socialism came from and where they were really going in order to clear the air of all of the lies that we've been told. Because that's really kind of where we ended up at the end of the last show.
Well, are you going to be getting into some of the more spiritual or occult material, which might involve the Vril Society or the Thule Society or Madame Blavatsky or any of these other figures that were around before the Third Reich?
Well, I haven't finalized everything as to just how I'm going to do it, but I've come up with sort of a list of stuff, and I thought maybe I would bring it up on your show today as part of what sort of kind of a lead-in to that show, and it would really be a good way to preview sort of a 1.5 show going from 1 to 1.5 to 2, And then Mike's show would be the finale, unless he surprises me at the end and say, let's do a part three. I was wanting to bring up the issue for sure regarding the Germanin Order, the Thule Society, and we can go into that today as well and bring up some of the people that were involved, you know, like Dietrich Eckhart and some authors on some books, like Trevor Ravenscroft, Spirit of Destiny, and Peter Lavenda's book on Holy Alliance, and just kind of touch on different subjects in that area.
Well, definitely. We should probably do that in the next segment here. We just have a couple minutes before the break. Are you going to be getting into any of the material related to Halloween? Because this is the fall season, and it's going to be a show done right before Halloween, and there's obviously a lot of loaded symbolism regarding this holiday and a lot of things that people don't know about it.
Well, Mike wanted to do a Halloween show, and so I thought I would definitely bring that in there as well. It's a two-hour show with no commercials, and that leaves a lot of time to discuss. And I thought what I would probably wind up doing is discussing the holidays of Beltane and Samhain. Those seem to be the most important holidays of the witches' Sabbats. And what is called Halloween, the Celtic phrase for it is called Samhain. And it's spelled Samhain. So if you just didn't know better just reading it, it looks like Samhain. But that was considered to be the Celtic New Year. And I thought maybe I could discuss some of the celebrations and rituals that people did during that time of year. And of course, correspondingly Beltane, because they're sort of like the two opposite ends of the poles on the Sabbath. So, sure.
Well, very...
Go ahead.
It sounds like it's going to be a very interesting show, so people should definitely tune in this Thursday, and that will be at 8 p.m. on Drumaz Network. People can go over to renegadebroadcasting.com to find the link and the chat. So we'll be back.
8 Eastern.
Yes, 8 Eastern. 7 Central for you there in Texas. Be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levy. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oracle Broadcasting is now on TuneIn Radio. Download the free app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Behold, I send my messenger. Who shall prepare the way? Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, and all things that come from it.
You don't need to expand here. Alright. Welcome back to Star Theory Radio. On that note, actually, I will be changing my bumper music sometime soon. So if you've gotten tired of some of the songs you've been hearing on here, and I know I certainly have, you will be hearing some new tunes shortly. So, something to look forward to, everyone. David, before the break,
yes.
We were talking about your upcoming show on Down and Out Radio. So why don't you give us that preview you were talking about?
Okay. One thing I would like to say, I wanted to kind of finish before the other break, was the blending of the religions between the organic and the exposure to Christianity. And one of those things, one thing that one could do to learn about that, if you really wanted to dig into it more deeply, is watch a video called The Viking Serpent. It can be ordered online. Just do a search for it, or you can find it on YouTube. And what it does is it shows you how the buildings were based on sacred geometry, and they had serpents everywhere, all over them. And it was sort of a blend between the Druidic beliefs and the introduction of Christianity. And it was, the Druids had a similar belief as Jesus, but it was allegorical. And of course, Christianity turned that into, to say this, that was factual and it's not true.
Before we get into that, we'll postpone that for just a little bit here. I wanted to get your thoughts on what films like Zeitgeist did in terms of informing people about what is known as astrotheology, or people like Jordanus Maximus, Jordan Maxwell. What are your thoughts on that? I know you have some knowledge of astrotheology, and there are definitely people out there who are talking about that, and I'm just not sure they're the most trustworthy.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The Bible itself is based upon a lot of stolen and corrupted Aryan texts, and the Bible has got some very valid things in it, but you guys have to understand that it's been corrupted. And it can be read on multiple levels. Some people say that you can read the book about seven different levels. William Cooper did a series on the Babylonian mystery religion, where he essentially described a lot of what could be viewed as some things as being astrotheology, but a little bit different. That's one level. Another level is astrotheology. That's literally a projection of the stories of the astrological signs sort of projected down onto the story of Jesus in the New Testament. And there is, and so in that sense, astrotheology is valid, but it can be read on an even higher level. If you just look at all of the astrology itself in there, and even in the book of Ecclesiastes, I've heard Celtic Rebel mention that, and he's 100% correct about that book. That's probably the, in my opinion, the best book to read out of the Bible. But there are other levels too. And a man named Santos Bonacci, who used to be on Oracle, also does a series of videos on YouTube where he goes into astrotheology. And if you really, really want to learn astrology and astrotheology, he is the man to go to. The video series he's done, you can spend hours learning it. And so there is something to it. But what people do need to understand, and Rebel mentioned this once too, and he's correct, people are viewing it as if that is the only way to view the Bible. And no, that's not the only way to view it. So he is 100% correct in that assessment. I just wanted to bring that up too, because that seems to be the impression. It's like, oh, well, this Bible, that's all it is just astrotheology, and there is nothing else to it. It's not. It's a blend of many things. Go ahead.
What about your opinions on astrology? This is something that people who have been in control of the planet for quite some time have been using to their advantage, and what the general population is getting in terms of astrology, some little horoscope in the daily paper, or they're just thinking it's some ridiculous notion that the alignment of planets and stars and the timing of your birth has any kind of important resulting actions in the real world.
Well, that's a very, very good subject to discuss. It can take a little time to get into it very deeply. I'll try and make it as briefly as I can, though. What's there in the newspapers and the magazines, et cetera, is there basically to make you think that this is really just nothing. It's a bunch of garbage. It's a bunch of nonsense. And then you get people up talking about it who, like Carl Sagan, he just totally bunks it, doesn't even investigate it. Just said, oh, it's impossible. There's just no way possible that this could be have any validity to it whatsoever. And it's the failure to investigate. And my assessment is that people who have truly investigated, understand it, and I've seen many people try to debunk it, and then when they would get into it to debunk it and then discover it's valid. The people who run the planets are well aware of the validity of astrology, and they've been using it to control the events of the world over the course of time. And what this means is one can say, well, okay, they know these things are going to happen, and so they manipulate them based upon that, and so it's not really happening. It's based on their belief that they're manipulating them on the belief that it can happen. Well, things would happen whether they're manipulated or not. The idea is that they want to manipulate things the way they want it to go, knowing that there's going to be an occurrence anyway. Now, this gets into a lot of technicalities, because one almost has to understand the system of correspondences with the occult. Positive, negative, male, female, polarity, numbers, and so on and so forth. So if you really, really want to get into it, it's an impossible subject to discuss in just a few minutes of time. However, I will say this. What they do typically is they take the cycles of the outer planets, which bring about the largest changes in the course of history, and they use those to manipulate the events, to steer them the way they want. And they know that once they've done enough work at a particular time to steer something a certain way, that they've got control of it until the next time around. comes around when they need to step up and make some decisions and manipulate things the way they want it again. I've been in a lot of Yahoo groups with astrologers, and they will bring up political events, and they'll show these charts, and they'll say, well, see what's going on in the Middle East? Look at this chart right here, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll say, well, yes, that's true, but do you know that there are people who are behind those events at the same time? And then they'll call me a conspiracy theorist and throw me out. So I can't win either way I go. But it's very complicated. Now, there's a video that I saw here recently, and I posted it in Alternative Social, called Quantum Astrology. Now, unfortunately, the man in the video that's discussing it is Jewish, but I will give the guy credit. He does seem to know what he's talking about. And I would highly recommend that if you really want to learn more about this, to see if you have a real interest for it, well, then go to YouTube and search Quantum Astrology and watch it. It's a little over an hour. But if you also want to learn about astrology, also go to the Santos Bonacci videos that I was talking about earlier, astrotheology, and he explains astrology mixed in with it. Without having to try to get into the mechanics of it, that's just a general summary. That's pretty good for, I think, the show.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not about astrology here, so, but anyway.
Yeah, I haven't actually checked out Santos Bonacci's material, so I can't say one way or the other on whether or not I think it's valuable. But if you think people should check it out, keep an open mind and take a look. Stay tuned, everybody, for the second hour.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
You are listening to the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Oh,
All right, second hour of Star Theory Radio. Before the break, Dave and I were talking about astrology, astrotheology, how the people who have been running the show on this planet have known about the principles of astrology and have been using it to their advantage. An analogy I could give is that it's like if you're pushing someone on a swing, you have to time the pushes, exerting just a little bit of effort when the person swings back toward you. You've got to get it at the right time, and just pushing just a little bit adds in that momentum, and you can get that person swinging very high. But if you're pushing at the wrong time, you're not going to have very, very good luck in achieving a good swing. And that's just something I was thinking of that could kind of illustrate the importance of timing things. And sometimes this is over a very long period of time that these plans are laid out, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that, David?
I think that's very true. Another thing that needs to be considered with that is that the best way to control your enemy is to lead them. The other issue, too, is that there is an interaction in some sort of a hidden way that it's not easy to describe, and most astrologers themselves can't even describe it. They don't understand fully how it is that it works. They just know that it does. And I think the video that I pointed out a little earlier goes a little bit further into how it does work. And a lot of this is sort of new ways of thinking about it. And I think there's something to that. But I don't consider myself enough of an expert in those new ways of thinking to be able to convey that to your audience in a way that I think they could understand it. And I'm not even fully sure that I understand it until I go back and watch it a couple of times. I just discovered that video. Also, too, though, I will say this. If you get a chart done, and you can go to several places on the net to get a free chart, get your chart done and then start trying to interpret it, and you'll be surprised what you discover.
What's interesting is that the people who have been in charge have used this kind of knowledge to their advantage, but yet told the general population at large throughout the centuries, this is the work of the devil, this is satanic, don't look into it at all, it is eternal damnation if you do, to keep them very powerless and in the dark.
That's a good key indicator. Anytime you're told not to do something, why?
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to put out there that we will be taking calls later in this second hour here. So if you're on the line waiting, you might just want to call back in about a half an hour or so, and then we will take your calls then. All right. We did promise the people a bit of a preview of what is to come. So when we get back with this long segment coming up, we'll get into some of that material. And, hey, there's a chat room, startheoryradio.chatango.com.
When we were young, we had no history. So nothing to lose meant we could choose.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, David. So in the chat right now, Arminius Herman is posting quotes regarding Christianity and the Third Reich. And I know you are relatively well-read on this subject, so why don't we use that as a jumping-off point for this part of the discussion?
Okay. Well, the Germans of the Third Reich... let's see, where is the best point to start? Let me backtrack a little bit. Let's look at the time going back into the late 1800s where Germany was becoming industrialized. Most of the people had been living in the country and then moved to the city. And a lot of people kind of have felt they lost their way spiritually. And Christianity just seemed to no longer have a real meaning to them anymore. And it's amazing how that happened there, but did not seem to happen in many other places. But it did to some extent elsewhere. But it was mainly a German phenomenon. And people started looking into mystical practices and other aspects of spirituality. And some of them were looking into theosophy, like Madame Blavatsky, and others were looking into more racial types of spirituality. For example, you have people like Guido von Liszt and Rudolf Steiner, and Guido von Liszt brought back the runes into the public's eye that seemed to have just disappeared for ages because of the forced Christianity upon Europe. And the people in general, though, for the most part, were still mostly Christians. But the upper classes, who certainly had more free time available to them to learn about this sort of stuff, actually led the way in this movement. And the people who were involved in getting the Reich started were occultists themselves. And over time, they were planning on eliminating Christianity from the Reich, but they knew they couldn't just overnight say, okay, no more Christianity, that's it, because it would just freak people out. But the German, there were several German groups of people who formed prior to, I would say, World War One, and so, there was a couple of groups in particular, like the Germanen Order, and then that eventually, one man that was in that eventually formed the Thule Society. But the Thule Society didn't really become prominent until after the war. And I had mentioned, I don't know whose show it was on now, but I'd mentioned once before about how the industrialists were trying to figure out a way, the best way to fight the enemy, which after World War One, it became obvious that Germany had lost all control of its own country and was taken over by Jewish interests, Jewish international banking interests. And so they started forming their own, more of their own secret societies. And the Thule Society seemed to be the one that was most prominent. And that was formed by a man named Rudolf von Sebettendorf. And he came out of the Germanen Order. And he was a German mystic, and he was into various spiritual practices, such as numerology, the Kabbalah, Sufi Islam, meditation, various types of things, just anything that we would label as typical being a cult today. And that was the basis of what ultimately became the controlling interest that put Hitler into power. The question was specifically Christianity. Well, the Himmler's SS was an occult organization in addition to being a military organization. And they had branched out into many areas. Himmler had found an order castle built, I think, from like the 14th or 15th century, located in Westphalia, and was converting it into sort of an occult center. And he had intentions of it being sort of the equivalent of the Vatican. And he had vast plans to convert this area and to build and add on to it, and to cover every possible topic you could imagine, and that includes economics, government, et cetera, et cetera. Their plans were so vast that they had on the boards. They were not scheduled to be completed until sometime in the 1960s. But of course, the war was put a halt to all of those plans. But that was the gist of it. There were people who brought this up publicly from some American organizations, the OSS, which eventually became the CIA. It came out at a later point. A lot of this stuff, they've hid it for reasons. They just don't want people looking into it. There's been evidence that they were planning on putting an end to Christianity completely and shutting down all of the churches. And this didn't apply just to Christianity as well. They shut down most of the Freemasonry organizations in the country. There was only one or two that were left untouched because they had been infiltrated with Judaism. And so it's sort of the difference between America's destiny being the new Atlantis, but now it's the new Jerusalem. So it was a total subversion. And that was the only way they could fight it, was to fight fire with fire.
Interesting. Now, one of the main objections that people bring up when presented with this type of material is that Germany was allied with Italy, and the top brass from the Reich met with the Pope. They met. They had a meeting down there in the Vatican, right?
Yes, there. I'm sure there were several meetings. Hitler had linked Mussolini to his destiny for a long time, and I'm not sure that I'm completely versed on how those two came about working together the way they did. However, I will say that Mussolini, being the leader of Italy, would certainly have been able to provide Hitler access to meeting with the Vatican. And it's my understanding, too, that the Germans had infiltrated the Vatican at some point as well. And I think I mentioned this in another show, is that's how they managed to get so many of them out of Europe after the war, was through the Vatican. Now, I don't think that there was any cooperation between them as far as Christianity is concerned. I think the Vatican was put in a position of being stuck in Italy and surrounded by Italy, and they just didn't have any choice. Now, Hitler did make one comment that he wanted Italy on his side because it seems like Italy always seemed to wind up on the winning side in every war that ever happens. And as it turned out, even Italy wound up being on the winning side in World War II, because after the Allies had driven the Germans out of Italy, Italy declared war on Germany. So they came out on top again. So I don't know how else to answer that question precisely.
Well, it's definitely one of those things where it's not always so cut and dry, it seems. And perhaps the Vatican itself was trying to, at a certain point, because of perhaps infiltration by forces that are not very keen on Christianity, to change people's minds by using the structures that have been put in place for centuries. And that would be a great place to go if you were looking to change the course of human history, especially in regards to Christianity. I want to go back to a point you made before, and this does relate, because you referenced the United States as being potentially, in the planner's minds, the new Atlantis, as opposed to the new Jerusalem. And a lot of people will say, oh, the founding fathers of the United States were Christian, when this doesn't actually seem to be the case. And perhaps you could elaborate on the parallels you've drawn between the Third Reich and their version of National Socialism and what the United States of America was set up to be.
Excuse me. Smoker's call. Okay, well, that's kind of a broad question, to be honest. You've linked two things together. The United States was supposed to be the new Atlantis. The founding fathers of America were spiritually descendants of the Knights Templar, and I'd mentioned this in Mike's show, that supposedly the Knights Templar were formed to protect travelers on their way to visit the Holy Land, which really nothing could be further from the truth. How are you going to do that with 9 or 11 men? You can't. And they were all aristocrats. You could not be in the Templars had you not been of aristocratic blood. So it was pretty clear that this organization was not designed to provide this service. They gave themselves sort of a Christian appearance so that they would be able to not butt heads with the Vatican, and the Vatican seemed to say, okay, well, that's fine, just go about your business, but don't get too carried away with it. And ultimately, the Templars were formed out of the Knights Hospitallers. They were sort of an elite group out of that. And of course, as we know, they were persecuted by King Philip of France and the Vatican, and they got as much as they could out of France and into Scotland. And once in Scotland, they formed a power base there. And Freemasonry, the Scottish Rite in particular, was formed by a Scotsman in France. And it's only called the Scottish Rite because it was created by a Scotsman. And this essentially was what was merged with the Templars' beliefs. And that's ultimately, if you look at morals and dogma, that is what that is, a merging of the Templars with the traditional Freemasonic beliefs that have gone back to the time of Egypt. And over time, the spiritual issues remain, of course, through the mostly through the aristocratic societies. The average peasant was, you know, still taught Christianity. But the founding fathers were aristocrats. These people were not common people. And so they were versed on occult knowledge. And none of them were Christians. They've been classified as deists. And I think in a certain kind of way that could be accurate, because in order to be a member of any Freemasonic organization, one has to believe in some form of a god. But a deist is ultimately a belief in God, but a God who does not meddle in the everyday affairs. It's like, well, I created you, you're on your own. So, and the theory behind the New Atlantis was an occult concept to turn the United States into a society that would provide the average man, as well as the aristocrats of the day, with a new place to live, a new civilization that was not modeled upon the old ways, that and that society could advance as a whole, mankind could advance. It was sort of like taking the Renaissance and running with it. And if you'll notice that the Renaissance period in Europe occurred when the Vatican and the Jews were able to lose some of their influence and control over society. Well, society began to flourish. Let's take Iceland, for example, right now. They kicked out these Jewish international bankers, put some in jail, and Iceland's economy is flourishing. Well, let's give them some spirituality. Now, if you want to apply that to the Third Reich, then, well, let's look at some of the societies that were created at the time. And I'd mentioned the Germanic Order before, where there was a man named Jörg Lanz who created the Order of the New Templars. Okay? And so if you take the all of these philosophies that were sort of floating around, well, Germany, I think, had sort of the same idea as the New Atlantis. And I'm going to borrow someone's phrase here, because I think it's accurate, but I think Germany was trying to create a breakaway civilization. And in order to do that, Christianity had to go by the wayside. And I think they might have been able to achieve it had they not been outnumbered.
No, you use that term, breakaway civilization, and I think I know who you're talking about, and this person has posited that the Germans actually didn't really lose World War II, or if they did at a certain level, they broke away, and with their very high technology and advanced sciences, I don't know, went to the moon, went to Mars, out there in spaceships, and really running the show from out there thousands of years beyond us in terms of their technological capability. Do you buy into any of that at all, or do you think that's just a bunch of rubbish and they lost? They were squashed at the end of World War II, and although some people escaped, they were pretty much running for their lives.
I think you just answered the question there. Yeah, I don't believe that they're still around and running things. If they were, things would be a lot different. It's pretty obvious to me who's running things, and it's not Nazis. Okay, but I borrowed that phrase for a reason, because if you look at what the Germans were really trying to do, they were creating a breakaway civilization. And so that's why I borrowed that term, because it is fitting. The Germans had every intention of turning the tables on the enemy and saying, we're going to control our destiny. You're not. If you don't like it, tough.
They came pretty close for such a small,
yes,
for such a small global power. They didn't have a whole lot of land in other countries. They weren't one of the big empires like their opponents were. And yet, and they didn't have the numbers that...
there was only 80 million people that were living in Germany at the time.
But yet, they almost did it. And that's the justification most people give for why the United States had to enter the war. Besides, being bombed by Japan, they say otherwise Hitler would have never been stopped. And
well, I think that's total garbage. I don't think Hitler ever had any intentions of going off of the European continent. If you read some of David Irving's work, Hitler made several comments where he was willing to let Stalin practice his little experiment on the other side of the Ural Mountains. And then there was a propaganda map put out by Roosevelt showing how the domino effect was going to happen, and if we don't stop Hitler here, then this is next, and then that's next, and then this follows that, and somehow they'll cross the water and come over to this hemisphere. So, you know, we know how that propaganda goes, and I don't think it takes too much investigation to see how just bogus that is, but the American people were ignorant at the time and they bought into it. So
I think a lot of the intellectuals and businessmen, or at least a good number of them in the United States who knew what was going on, rightly thought that the United States joined the wrong side of that war. But this was obviously not the popular opinion of the day. And definitely not the popular opinion of today, even though people are questioning everything, questioning the truth. Still, this is one of those sacred cows that the United States had to join up with all those commies and fight off the evil Nazis, or else the world would be even worse than it is today.
There has been white occultists fighting this evil for thousands of years.
Yeah, and I think that perhaps, just maybe, the number has grown. The number of people who are aware of this type of information, who are becoming empowered, it has grown to a level that this world has not seen in quite some time. It's not a very large number, but perhaps that number doesn't need to be all that great in order to affect large-scale change.
That's true. Just look at the American Revolution. 10% was for separation from England, and the other 90% just didn't care. But all it takes is a determined minority.
Yeah, well, there are people who think that the American Revolution was staged, fomented. What's your opinion on that? Was this pretty much similar to the struggle that was going on with the Third Reich and their breakaway civilization? Was America basically the same idea?
Well, I think the founding fathers, for the most part, really intended to create a better place to live. There was obviously other people who saw it otherwise. And the history throughout this country has demonstrated a back and forth with a power struggle that's certainly makes that statement very true. The founding fathers, again, were the descendants of the Knights Templars. Now, it's obvious that during the creation of this country, that agents from the Rothschilds and the enemy in general were here and making mischief, Alexander Hamilton being one of them. He was certainly a Rothschild's agent who had managed to get into some sort of a position. I'm not going to make claims about George Washington, but there were some things about George Washington that don't always seem to kind of go along with the theory of this being what I described. But for example, Ben Franklin wrote that the real reason for the revolution was the inability of the colonies to be able to make their own money. And by not being able to do so, they were totally under the thumb of the mother country. And every time that
David,
they felt like
we'll be right back.
You are listening to the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. And now, silvercoins.ag is the web address for buying silver coins close to melt value. Thanks to and because of you, the Oracle listeners, silvercoins.ag has massively upgraded their website with innovative features so you can get inexpensive silver. Silvercoins.ag now features streaming metal prices and streaming silver coin melt values. Silvercoins.ag now serves online retailers for silver coin bargains every minute of the day and finds great deals based on those silver coin melt values. Plus, Silvercoins.ag has expanded their extensive background history, composition, and data articles on silver coins and genres. So stop the endless web surfing for silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark Silvercoins.ag. For silver coins close to melt, go to silvercoins.ag.
Alright, David, I know you might know someone who will be calling in, so I will be waiting for that call, and, yes?
They might call in, there's no guarantee.
Right.
It depended on depending on where we went with this.
Okay, well, the numbers are 512-904-8014, or 1-866-841-1065, and people can find those over at oraclebroadcasting.com, and you can also Skype Get On Air. And you can reach us that way. Do you want to finish up your thoughts from the previous segment? Or we can move forward.
Yes, I'd like to at least a couple of things. You know, like George Washington, for example, one of the first things he did as president was to put down a rebellion. And then he divided all of the the states into districts. And so it was almost as if it was working against the idea of having the this type of country we had planned originally under the Articles of Confederation, where it was a loose confederation of independent sovereign states. And then you had people like Hamilton who was in there pushing for a centralized bank. Well, after we formed a country and a new constitution, we did have a central bank. And in the War of 1812 was about getting that bank renewed after its charter ended. So there has been this back and forth going on. In my opinion, the Articles of Confederation was good. It was the Constitution that was a problem. Patrick Henry made a comment that he smelled a rat regarding the Constitution. Many would not support it without a Bill of Rights. And if you read the Declaration of Independence in there, you'll read about all the powers of King George. Well, what did the Constitution do? It gave Congress every power that King George had. So, in a sense, yes, there was this movement to get us where we wanted to be, but at the same time, there was opposing forces acting against us. And it seemed like it went that way until the war between the states, and then they managed after that to pretty much get a foothold in. And by the time 1913 rolled around with the Federal Reserve and income tax, they had totally taken over.
And the ADL there in 1913.
Yes, in 1913 on that as well.
Just a coincidence, of course. And where do you want to go with the last half hour we have here, David? Anything else you want to mention about, well, kind of as a lead into your show with Mike this upcoming Thursday?
Well, let's see. I think one thing that we might have discussed was how it was that the occult organizations were able to manipulate manipulate the way they needed to get Hitler in power. For example, the Thule Society propped up Hitler, and they taught him what he needed to know about the occult. He already had an interest in it to begin with, and that's been verified through other records. The Thule Society propped him up. They sent him to speech classes, to drama classes. He learned how to speak. He learned how to use his hands, his facial expressions. They were certainly going to push him where they needed to go. The story we're told, and I'm sure there's something to it, was that he was used as an agent to infiltrate different organizations that were cropping up through Germany at the time, because this was under the Weimar Republic, and there were certainly opposing factions. There were communists who were trying to take over the country, and then there were nationalist groups. And he was sent in to spy on this one organization called the German Workers' Party. And it's probably true. He got there and found out that he liked it, and then he became the leader of it. And that was turned into the National Socialist Party that ultimately took over Germany. But at the same time, it was a long struggle. People have to remember that the party itself had to go through this process of the democratic process in order to get where it got. There was the push that occurred in Bavaria and that failed, that was led by General Ludendorff. And I don't remember how many people died, but some people died. And Hitler managed to escape, but then they caught him later. And then, of course, he did some time. And when he did some time, that's where he wrote Mein Kampf. But they had to go through this democratic process and of parliamentary government, and you had a sort of a tripart, I'm not sure that's the right word, three parties in sort of a Congress, where you had the conservatives, you had the communists, and then you had the National Socialists. And over time, they were able to eventually get into power by that process, but they had to form an alliance with the conservatives that were in their Congress at the time. And if Hitler had pushed to get the chancellor, position of the chancellorship, and he eventually got it, and Hindenburg was president. I don't think Hindenburg was actually too keen on that happening, but he, as a compromise, he was allowed to come into that position. So a lot of people have this misunderstanding about how Germany got to be under the National Socialist Party. And they, if you look, the information is there. But if most people are accustomed to hearing what we're just told, and Hitler just took power, and that's it. We're fascists. Hey. And actually,
That's a very interesting point. Really, it's not very well explained in any textbooks, let's say. We have, I think, your friend Step on the line here. So you want to go to this call? We only have a little bit of time left here, so I thought we'd
go ahead.
Come on.
Sure.
I believe this is Step from the 214 area code.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. I've got David here doing a great show with me. So he said you have a lot of information and you might want to share it. So thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Good, you. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, my mom's from Germany. My family started to help the Teutonic Knights. So my family's been in the German army from day one, so to say. My grandmother was one of the personal secretaries for Admiral Dönitz, and my grandfather was a lieutenant colonel in the SS. They knew pretty much everyone in the Reich. My mother was born on January 1st in the bottom of the Reich chancellery. So I've kind of grown up with the whole thing. To me, it's like eating a piece of toast. And it's, you know, what you were just talking about how the Nazis took power. The Nazis took power because all of the enemies decided that they were going to use them for their tool to beat up the other guy, like Stalin. They would not have taken over if Stalin hadn't helped them. Stalin built schools for Germany in the 20s. Stalin allowed the Germans to have huge training grounds, to have schools to train the officers. They have huge drafting board, you know, spots to, like, make new tanks, planes, artillery, and test them. And Stalin's idea was he was going to use Germany to smash the West. The West was doing the exact same thing. Britain and France were, and a lot of the U.S. industrialists. They were also pouring billions of dollars into the Nazis to beat up Stalin. You know, it's kind of always reminds me of like the Iraq-Iran war, where you fund both sides and just kind of bleed them to death. But that's basically how they took power. They would not have taken power without the help from both sides.
Well, that's interesting. You got to have money to make it happen.
Yeah. You know.
It's my understanding, too, that the United States was actually shipping gold from our treasury over to Germany during the 1930s.
Which is pretty absurd.
Any information on that?
If that's true, that's absurd, because people were in such a destitute state in the United States at that point, and it was actually made illegal to own gold because of that great president, FDR. Oh, I'm being sarcastic there. Guys, we are going to the break here, so... Steph, you want to hang on the line and we'll bring you back in on the other side here?
Okay.
All right, and Ed is also on the line. I think we'll try to get to you in this next segment as well.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the result in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levy. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Stay up to date and get network news, announcements, and more by following us on Twitter at Oracle Radio.
Thanks for joining this live transmission here this Saturday night, or listening in the archives. I've got David from Texas on the line as my guest tonight, and we have Step as well. Now, Step, we only have a really brief period here, and I want to go to another caller afterwards. So maybe you can make another point and then let David respond, and then hopefully get another caller in before the show is out.
So World War One was basically about the banks overthrowing the kings to take over to be the kings. World War Two was basically about, and this is why both the capitalists and the communists supported the Nazis, who were nationalists. Both systems are anti-nationalist, and what they wanted to do is to have the European peoples have, again, a second experience with nationalism that was negative. And that experience was set up to fail from the beginning, because there's no way a country, no matter how advanced, 80 million people, can take over a huge space. They just can't. So the whole thing was just set up to fail. Unfortunately, we naturalists need to really think about what we're going to engage in the future. Before you engage it, you need to think, is this a trap? Because most of what's out there is a trap. So that's the example and what we need to think of dealing with the Nazi example. They did things that were right. They did things that were wrong. We need to decipher that, plug that into the world we live today, and move forward. I don't think we can always look back to the past. That's what I would have to say.
Oh, yeah, I think we definitely need to learn from the past step. Thanks so much for calling. I'm sorry that there couldn't be more time. I only have 2 hours here and lots of commercials. So maybe we'll get to talk at a later date, and I'm sure I'll be having David back on sometime in the future. And he'll be on this Thursday night, in case you don't get to mention that again, Mike Sledge on DownNet Radio. So thanks, Steph. Sorry for cutting you off there. David, any response to what he said there?
I agree with what he said. There were some other issues, too. Since England had won dominance over Spain, they had always had a policy of never allowing any power on the continent to ever arise again, and that was part of it. And additionally, too, there was going to be the future control over the resources in the Middle East. The Rothschilds went to the Kaiser and discussed the possibility of sharing the resources, because the Germans had favor with the Ottoman Empire, and basically the Kaiser told him to go screw himself. And so the British and the Rothschilds set about trying to subvert that control themselves, and that leads into Lawrence of Arabia and supporting nationalist Arab groups against the Ottomans to overthrow the power there. And that was their ultimate goal, I think, if you ask me. Aside from what he said, that's important too, because you can't have nationalist groups rising up to interfere with the plans of the capitalists and the communists, who are actually the same people.
All right. The chat's telling me I'm breathing into my mic too heavily. Whatever. Screw you guys. I'm going to another call. We have Ed, or Ia, on the line. Are you there? Ed, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air now.
How's it going, guys?
Fine.
Good, thanks. You have any questions or comments?
Well, I kind of have a thought.
Okay.
Meditating for a couple of days, I came to the conclusion that if there's a devil, it might be Ia. For in the tarot cards, you see, it translates into A-E, which would be some sort of you guys see it?
We kind of didn't get all of what you said there. The connection is not too good, but basically what you're saying is Ia, who has been sometimes associated with Enki, Ia would be the devil. Well, Ia is at the beginning of Earth, and at the end of see, and is in many words like teach and speak. And this would make a whole lot of sense for Satan, or the character that had taught so much to humans, to be Ia. There does seem to be a connection. David, any thoughts on that?
Well, it was also attributed to creating of humans as well, and additionally to save humanity from the flood. I'm not going to go into the causes of that, but some factions wanted humanity destroyed, and he was able to allow man to save himself. Other than that, go ahead.
You said create there, and of course create has Ia in it as well. Ed, you want to try? Yeah, go ahead.
Did you guys get the numerology of it, though? Yeah,
sorry?
It's 51.
Like Ia 51 too, yeah.
You turn it into 15, right? You turn it into 15, and then
it's the devil. Ed, you should definitely post this over at alternativesocial.com because we're not hearing you clearly here. So, thanks for the call, appreciate it. Let's try going just to one more really quickly here and see if Jess or Jesse in Wisconsin has any thoughts or
questions.
Yeah, I was looking at something. I seen that Hitler had about 150,000 Jewish soldiers and 60 Jewish officers, and I was kind of wondering if you guys could comment on that a little bit.
All right, thanks, Jesse. David, we have just a little bit of time here, so any thoughts on that that fact that there were many, if they weren't fully Jewish, a lot of them were half Jewish or quarter Jewish people serving the Reich during the Second World War.
That's very true. There's no doubt about that. There were many Jews who were just totally left alone during the war. There was a Jewish hospital in Berlin that stayed open during the whole course of the war. If you read David Irving, Irving had pointed out that he had no intentions of really dealing with the Jewish issue until after the war was over with.
Yeah, it's amazing that so many would want to serve the National Socialists if they were this evil, Jew-hating force that was killing 6 million Jews, which is just absurd. But that they were in positions of such prominence and power within particularly the military, where a number of them were high-ranking officers.
Well, there was even one city that had one as a mayor. When the Allies freed it, everybody was surprised. How did this Jewish mayor get there? So, there you have it.
Very interesting. All right, we only have about a minute left here. David, let's just promote the show you're doing this Thursday as a guest for two commercial-free hours once more, and I'll let you wrap up with any final thoughts here.
Yes, Thursday on the Drew Ma Network, Mike Sledge show, Down and Out, for starting at 7 o'clock Central for 2 hours, and we're going to do a part two of the part one show that we did regarding how Christianity was forced upon the European peoples, and in doing so destroyed all of the organic religions of Europe. And I think it should be very interesting. It's commercial free. We'll have a break for sure for at the midpoint after the first hour, but it should be nonstop. And if you have time, listen in. If not, you can always download it and listen to it later.
Sounds great. I know I will be listening for sure. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, David. I appreciate it. And I know that the audience also likes all of the insight that you offer. So, everyone, stay tuned to Oracle. Nemo coming up next. And next week I will have a very special guest as well. So thanks for tuning in. Catch you all later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, David.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are